This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In this election year, with so much media attention focused on the next day or next week in politics and policy, we're using a device to look big picture and long term at issues that a new president might have to deal with that would concern 20 years from now, 50 years from now. It was an idea inspired by something the late writer and social critic Kurt Vonnegut once told me in a TV interview when he pointed out that this country has no cabinet-level secretary of the future. Implication, maybe it should. And if we had one, what would this Secretary of the Future worry about? Well, today, from the Marketplace desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman looks at the future of the built environment under the influence of climate change.
I've walked out to a bluff just inland from the beach in Los Angeles, 150 feet above the bustling metropolis. My guide is Tom Ford. He's executive director of the Bay Foundation, which works on coastal restoration.
We've got folks that are living absolutely right on the coast, and a lot of challenges, 76 miles of dense urban establishment.
Ford is pointing down the cliffs to one of the last expanses of native wetlands here, 600 acres surrounded by low-lying L.A., the airport, movie studios, million-dollar homes, and multi-million-dollar malls.
You know, the folks living up on the bluff in Santa Monica, they're not going to be underwater, but everything between there and here will be.
The Bay Foundation is working with state and local agencies to restore the wetlands, build up sand dunes, make the coast and inland basin more resilient to flooding and high tides. Problem is, it's going to take a lot more engineering and money to deal with what we can't see from here: hazardous chemicals, underground utilities.
The coastal intercept sewer, it's carrying 35 million gallons a day. The pipe is currently in the beach.
Under the beach.
Under the beach. And that beach isn't going to be the beach there. And the last thing we need is a 5-foot pressurized sewer main getting undermined by waves, cracking in half, and having a septic volcano.
Nationwide, there is little coordinated planning or funding to deal with this issue. Ben Strauss at Climate Central has mapped out the potential impact of sea level rise.
It is reasonable to imagine defending most coastal places, with a couple of exceptions: South Florida, parts of Louisiana.
That's if sea level rises 2 feet by 2100, but
with 6 feet, it becomes pretty much impossible to imagine. We see severe challenges to places like New York City or Boston.
Let's just play that out. If you can't defend, you have to retreat, right?
Yes.
And no one in government is planning that battle yet. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
There is a link at marketplace.org to a mapping tool created by that news organization Mitchell referenced, Climate Central. The tool lets you put in a location, maybe your neighborhood or a favorite beach house, and then you can see how different sea level predictions might inundate the place in the coming years.